Imagine charging your electric vehicle and the time it takes to fill a gas tank. A Chinese lab just reported a new solid-state battery that can do it in 3 minutes.
And it's not just speed, Susie. They're claiming double the energy density of current batteries, which could cut an EV's weight in half.
This week on Troy Technical Intelligence, the solid-state battery race just hit hyperdrive. Is the West prepared for the shockwave coming from Asia? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the strategic briefing for leaders in Western manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're dedicating the entire episode to one topic, the unprecedented acceleration in next-generation battery technology. Over a dozen significant developments have surfaced, almost all in the last 10 days.
And the message is crystal clear. The theoretical future of solid-state batteries is becoming a commercial reality, and the timeline is collapsing. The center of gravity for this acceleration is, without question, China.
That's right. We're seeing everything from fundamental material breakthroughs to concrete mass production targets set for as early as 2027. This isn't just about EVs anymore. It's about industrial competitiveness for the next 30 years.
Okay, Troy, let's start with a big headline. We've heard about solid state for years, but what exactly happened in China this week that changes the game?
We saw a coordinated push on multiple fronts. First, researchers at Tsinghua University announced a breakthrough in solid-state lithium-sulfur batteries, demonstrating double the energy density of current lithium-ion. That's the key to eliminating range anxiety.
Double the density. For our manufacturing listeners, what does that translate to? A car that goes twice as far, or a battery pack that's half the weight and cost?
Potentially both. This makes EVs lighter, more efficient, and cheaper to build. But the real alarm bell is that this isn't just a lab finding. The news from industry is more significant. Automotive giant BYD has filed new patents and publicly targeted 2027 for pilot production of its sulfide solid-state batteries.
2027 is just around the corner. That's a firm date. What does that mean for US and European automakers who are still in the R&D phase?
It means the competitive threat is now on a fixed schedule. European and American manufacturers who plan to introduce solid-state EVs around 2030 could find themselves 3 years behind, competing against lighter, longer range, and potentially safer Chinese vehicles. And it's not just BYD. Changan and SAIC are also targeting mass production of batteries exceeding 400 watt-hours per kilogram by 2027.
So for trading companies and distributors, what's the signal here?
The signal is that the entire EV component and material supply chain is about to be reshaped. If these timelines hold, Western distributors will see a flood of next-gen Asian battery modules and licensed technology. Sourcing and partnership decisions need to account for this 2027 milestone. It's no longer a distant future.
What's the single actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
Immediately task your strategy team to wargame a scenario where Chinese competitors have a 30% cost and performance advantage in EVs by 2028. What does that do to your product roadmap, your supply chain, and your R&D budget? The assumptions from last year are now obsolete.
So that's a fairly stark picture of the Chinese strategy. What is the Western response? Are US and European companies just standing still?
Not standing still, but the approach is different. We're seeing a focus on strategic alliances and government-backed industrial policy. A key example from this week is Nissan, who launched a project called CoResolis with UK-based Gelion and Oxford University.
So a Japanese automaker partnering with British academia and a tech firm? That's a very different model from the vertically integrated Chinese approach.
Exactly. They are combining Gelion's specialized sulfur cathode technology, Oxford's anode research, and Nissan's mass production expertise. Their explicit goal is to launch an EV with these solid-state batteries by 2028, and, crucially, to achieve cost parity with Chinese rivals.
For a European manufacturer, say a German auto part supplier, what's the implication of this alliance-based model?
It presents both an opportunity and a risk. The opportunity is to join these ecosystems. These alliances need specialists in areas like thermal management, battery casings, and power electronics. The risk is being locked out. If you're not part of these key consortiums now, you may find the standards and supply chains are already set by the time the technology is mature.
And what's happening on the US side? We're hearing a lot about onshoring.
The policy push is significant. The Department of Energy just announced an initiative to boost collaboration between its national labs and private industry to scale up solid-state manufacturing. They're offering access to advanced equipment for things like slot die coating and high-speed sintering, which are critical manufacturing steps.
So they are trying to bridge the gap between lab research and factory production.
Correct. And we're seeing private investment follow. JSTAR Holding, a Taiwanese company, just got approval for a $122.5 million solid-state battery factory in Baytown, Texas. It's a modest start at 100 megawatt hours of capacity, but it's a footprint. It's about establishing a domestic manufacturing platform for their solvent-free production technology.
So, what's the actionable takeaway for Western executives here?
Investigate public-private partnerships immediately. Whether it's the DOE's CRADAs, Collaborative Research and Development Agreements in the U.S., or programs like Horizon Europe, the government is trying to de-risk this transition. For traders, the actionable point is to start tracking these smaller, emerging Western players, like Jelion or JSTAR. They could become critical nodes in a non-Chinese supply chain.
Troy, we've focused on the long-term goal of all solid state, but are there developments that will impact the market sooner? It sounds like full-scale production is still a few years away.
Absolutely, and this is where the immediate threat lies. While the West focuses on catching up in solid-state R&D, Chinese firms are set to dominate the interim period with good-enough technologies. The biggest news here is from CATL, the world's largest battery maker. They confirmed they will begin mass production of sodium-ion batteries in 2026.
Sodium-ion? That's different from lithium-ion. Why is that significant?
It's significant because sodium is abundant and cheap, unlike lithium. CATL's Nextra battery is aiming for an energy density of 175 watt-hours per kilogram, which is competitive with current entry-level LFP batteries, but at a potentially 30% lower cost. Critically, it operates down to minus 40 degrees Celsius, a major weakness for lithium-ion.
A 30% cost reduction is huge. Which markets does this threaten?
It directly threatens U.S. and European manufacturers targeting the affordable EV segment and the stationary energy storage market. CATL believes sodium-ion could replace 30-40% of the existing battery market. For a trading company, this means a new, lower-cost battery category will be available at scale from China starting in 2026.
And you mentioned an interim step for solid-state as well.
Yes, semi-solid-state batteries. Think of it as a hybrid, replacing some of the liquid electrolyte with solid material. It's an easier manufacturing transition. A report this week projects that Chinese domestic shipments of semi-solid batteries will exceed 15 gigawatt hours in 2026. Companies like Qingtao Energy are already demonstrating over 3,000 cycles.
So they aren't waiting for the perfect solution. They're commercializing the intermediate steps.
Precisely. And this highlights a core manufacturing challenge that everyone faces. Production details matter. A technical report on solid-state manufacturing emphasized the critical importance of degassing, removing trapped gases during production. Flaws here can kill battery life and safety. Companies like LG are developing multi-stage vacuum processes to solve this, but it adds complexity and cost.
So the action item here seems to be about the short term.
Exactly. Western executives need to evaluate the immediate competitive threat from sodium-ion and semi-solid batteries. Don't let the 2028 solid-state race distract you from the market disruption that starts in 2026. Your profitability is at risk from these lower-cost, high-volume alternatives right now.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the timeline for solid-state batteries has been pulled forward aggressively. Chinese firms like BYD are targeting 2027 for pilot production, moving from lab theory to industrial reality. Western manufacturers must treat this as their new competitive baseline.
Second, the Western response is coalescing around a different model. International R&D alliances like Nissan Oxford and government-backed onshoring efforts like the DOE programs and the JSTAR Texas plant.
That's right. The imperative for Western firms is to engage with these ecosystems now to avoid being locked out of future supply chains. This is a race to build industrial capability, not just to publish research papers.
And the third takeaway?
Don't get so focused on the solid-state horizon that you miss the immediate tidal wave.
Chinese giants like CATL are commercializing pragmatic, lower-cost alternatives like sodium-ion and semi-solid-state batteries, with mass production starting in 2026. This will pressure margins and market share in the affordable EV and energy storage sectors long before solid-state becomes mainstream.
A new baseline, new alliances, and a new immediate threat. That's our intelligence this week. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Sizzy.
For more strategic analysis to keep your business ahead of the curve, make sure you subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. We'll be back next week with another Essential Briefing. Join us then.